Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
So, and as you know, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, as usual, lots of good stuff to talk about today, and there's some interesting things going on in mortgages, so we're anxious to talk to you about those things, Chris. One thing, I know that there's a first-time home buyer program that's available to people in Osceola County for that's up to $15,000. And from my understanding, you don't have to pay that back if you stay in the property for 5 years. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the little bit that we do know about it. I do find out more today. But yeah, we're supposed to be told that this is actually forgivable as long as you stay in the property for 5 years.
Yeah, and it's only Osceola County. It was the counties that were hardest hit, I guess. I don't know if it was by the recession or the hurricane or whatever. And there's five counties in Florida that are given that. And Osceola is the only one that's in this area. The other ones are Clay, Duval, Hillsboro, and Pasco counties. And so that's great news if somebody wants to buy a house in Osceola County. And I know that you'll be able to update us with more details next week, but I'm sure there's a higher credit score usually in that kind of thing that's required when it comes to some of those programs rather than the lowest that you could have. So all of those things come into play.
Yep, I'm very excited to share more information about that next week.
All right, that sounds great. So if you guys are interested and you don't want to wait until next week, then obviously you can just give us a call. And that's at 407-566-2555, because we don't know at the time that we're actually taping today. We don't know at the time that we're taping the details are, but we'll be happy to let you know when you call us up. So that's not a big deal. So good news for those people in Osceola County that are first-time buyers. And then there's just a lot of other things that we want to cover today in regards to, you know, maybe why your house isn't selling and buyer myths that are out there and all of those kinds of good things that are out there. And one thing, another question that I wanted to ask you about, Chris, and I know that there's no crystal ball or anything like that, but when we're looking at the interest rates, from all the predictions that they're saying that there's a good chance that there's not going to be huge interest rate hikes in 2019. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. I think that for the year 2019, we're going to see a very flat year. We had a nice improvement at the beginning of the year, and I don't think we're going to see any changes whatsoever that will be noticeable to anybody for 2019.
Yeah, and so what you mean by a positive thing is that the interest rates actually went down at the beginning of 2019, and so that's a great thing for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
So what that just helps with affordability is basically what the bottom line is, because as most people know, there's a couple of things that determine whether or not you can get the loan. One is your credit score, and there's more than one or two, obviously. But just being very broad and everything is that then the other thing that comes into play is how much your debt to income is when you're actually going to pay that loan. So they include not only your house payment, but it includes all your debt payments, whether they're to credit card companies, student loans,
car payments,
all of those things that you have to pay on a monthly basis. And so they want to make sure that you still have money to eat when everything's all done. And so as a result of that, you know, you're going to have some ratios that they go by. And so so the fact that the interest rates are lower gives you that you can afford more of a house for less money. And so that's all good because the housing prices have continued to increase a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if the first-time buyer can't buy, then that causes problems in the whole economy, because then if the first-time guy can't buy, then that means that the guy who owns that first-time house that's moving to the next house, he can't move because he has no buyers. And so we like everything to be healthy. And so with that, That's really good that the interest rates are, they're expecting to stay stable and have kind of stabilized. And so there's no reason not to buy a house is basically what I think we're saying.
Yep, pretty much.
I agree with that 100%.
Right. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the News Talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one thing that I found that I thought was very interesting is that I want a green home. And so what does that actually mean? And a green home is basically, there's things that are green that people really don't care about when it comes to a green home. So a roof partially or completely covered by plants is something that people really don't care if they have or not. And so that's obviously, you know, kind of common sense to me. I mean, I can't imagine that you would come up and go, oh, wow, you know, I've got this eco-friendly plant roofed home, and it probably wouldn't last in the hurricane. And it says that only 24% of buyers would want it in their next home. So if you're thinking of putting that kind of roof on, I would say that that would not be what you want to do. And most of the time, it's like people are concerned about the money that it costs as opposed to the value that you're getting out of it. And so in this area, I would say, and you can back me up, Danielle, we have very few people that ask us about anything green.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't get anybody. I don't think anybody. I mean, the only thing they've ever asked me on, which I don't know if it relates to that, is like the HERS, which is
a big deal. Yeah, the
HERS
index, yeah.
You know, or like the ACs and things like that. But as far as all that other stuff, I've never been asked that.
Yeah, I've had a couple of people that were wondering about the solar panels for actually being able to service the house with electricity. And I haven't run into any houses that existed. The solar panels that are on houses from the ones that I've had experience with, those are definitely ones that generally are for the pools and not for doing the whole house. So, you know, there are a few houses that have sold that they might have a solar panel that works towards the hot water heater or that works towards one specific item on the house. But I haven't had one that is the full house.
Huh.
That you would seem like, you know, people think, oh, Florida, you know, plenty of sun, that we would have those kinds of things. But the HERS index, which is something that tells the energy efficiency really of the house, is something that all the builders have on there when they're building them. And so then that just kind of translates when people are going to resell that they're asking for that. Or if they've been looking at new homes and they've been educated on that, then that's something that they're interested in. And obviously, the newer houses have a higher rating on that because they've, you know, technology has developed and everything like that as well. And actually, this weekend is the Home and Garden Show that's at the Convention Center. And so with that, they're going to have their all kinds of green and energy things that you can definitely.
Latest technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to renovate and what not to do. Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, so all of those things are available if you're interested in going greener in your house. Then it's something that you could go to the Home and Garden Show actually this weekend and check it all out and see what's out there and all that in the latest things that you could do for your home. And that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but again, it says don't really care about putting your plants on the top of your roof. And I know that. You know, you might think it's funny and stuff like that. I mean, maybe if there's some kind of a deck or something like that, I mean, you might have those kinds of things out there. But for the most part, it is not something that we do here in Central Florida. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com and we'll see you after the break. Go to realestateradio.com and we'll see you after the
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, and at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, Chris, we were talking during the break, and some things that you were talking about that I thought would be great for the audience to know about are mortgage insurance and what that is and how it works and all that kind of good stuff. And so why don't you just go ahead and explain that to people on the get-go as to what it is and all of that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times when I mention mortgage insurance, one of the first things people think of is homeowner's insurance. It's easy to mix the two up. You know, homeowner's insurance is obviously to protect your actual property from damage or anything that might happen to it. Mortgage insurance is something that's tacked on to your mortgage payment, considering the fact that you may not be putting 20% down on the purchase of your home. Now, it's very important to know this. Mortgage insurance does not protect you as a homeowner or as a buyer. It protects the lender in case you fall behind in your payments and you end up possibly defaulting and foreclosing on your home. It more or less mitigates the losses that a bank may incur in the process of foreclosing on your property. And so they kind of tack this onto your mortgage payment per month. And you'll see it each and every single month if you look at your payment part of that. Now, it varies in every different loan. I think for the most part, everybody knows that FHA, which is a government program, and USDA, another government program, both have mortgage insurance.
Yeah, and so, and they don't, well, on FHA, it doesn't go away. Does it go away on USDA when you have an appraisal, when you own mm-hmm. more than 20%, when you owe less than 80%, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it. An FHA and USDA, they both do not they never drop off. It's designed to kind of collect for the life of the loan. And both of them, the monthly payment portion of it, or however much that is definitely different. And FHA being a little bit more on the higher end per month than USDA. But they are designed to stay on the loan for the life of you owning that mortgage. So the only way you'd be able to get rid of it is if you do end up in the future having at least 20% equity in your home, you can refinance out of it. That is one way to get rid of it if you are in a FHA or USDA loan. Unfortunately, there is no other way with those two programs.
And that would be totally worth it to refinance in that if you're in that position, because, you know, they're several hundred a month usually. Mm-hmm. And so to refinance, you know, your payment's going to go down those couple hundred a month, you know, probably right off the bat if that's what your situation is. And, you know, it used to be several years ago I don't remember when it changed. It was probably when, like, 5 or 6 years ago when it changed that it became permanent.
Permanent, yeah. It was right after, mm-hmm. it was like in, what, 2013, 2014, it seemed like.
So if your FHA loan is,
yeah,
so if your FHA loan is older than that, then you might be able to just go ahead and get a new appraisal, and then it would fall off, which is a good thing. But if your FHA loan is probably 2012 or after, then it doesn't fall off and you have to refinance.
That's correct. Yeah, you don't want to hold on to that, especially if you purchased a home in that time period, 2012, because the mortgage insurance rate for FHA during that time period was at its highest that it's ever been with them. And it kind of lowered shortly a couple years later. But there's no reason to be paying that, because more than likely, someone who bought a home in that time period is sitting on a lot of equity just because of how much our homes have appreciated mm-hmm. in value since then.
Right. Yeah, because they've appreciated on average from like 2011, I believe it is, that they've appreciated on average about 8% a year. So mm-hmm. even if you've owned your home probably 3 years, you probably have equity of at least 20%. And so with that, you might want to consider refinancing. And you do that too, correct, Chris?
Yes, I definitely do that. You can call me. We'll take a look at it first, make sure that it does make sense. The one slight disadvantage that there might be there is the interest rates might be a little bit different than what they were back then. Mm. But end of the day, mortgage insurance, again, is not protecting you. So it's really almost a waste of your money every single month that you pay it. So if we can get you out of it and not paying it, you're saving yourself more money.
Yeah. And so the whole purpose of getting it in, you know, it's like you think, well, why would I buy a house with that in the first place? And the reason for that is that, A, you get into a house. So
yep.
basically, mm-hmm. you know, you have the ability that, like I said, that the appreciation has been consistent in Central Florida. And as you look around and see all of the construction and everything, the appreciation continues to be consistent. So you're going to be able to get yourself out of it. But during that time, you're going to also be building equity. And so it's not going to hurt you. And as we mentioned last segment, you have to have those, you know, your ratios and everything. So you can obviously afford the house. Otherwise, they wouldn't allow you to go into the house to begin with, because the payment that they're going to quote you and those ratios include this mortgage insurance.
That is correct. That is correct. And so the other program that you'll see that has mortgage insurance on it, now this is where you'll probably see on the internet, a lot of people will hear PMI. PMI stands for private mortgage insurance. This is only involved when you're getting a conventional loan. So we as a lender, if you're doing a conventional loan, and again, you're putting less than 20% down, we will then take we package your loan together. So we got your interest rates and your debt to income ratios. We look at all that, and then we shop for which private company that provides mortgage insurance will give you the cheapest monthly mortgage insurance rate. And so we do have an opportunity to at least shop for you a little bit, you know, there's not like one company fits all type thing here, but that is where PMI does come into play when you're doing a conventional loan, not putting 20% down. And the good news about this is the one loan program where if you do absolutely nothing, you know, let's say you do 5% down and you don't make any extra payments and you just continue to make the minimal required payment every single month, there is a set time period that mortgage insurance will drop off by itself without you making a single phone call. Does it depend on how much you put down? So typically you're not going to see this any sooner than 10 to 11 years is usually about the average. The more you put down, the quicker it will fall off. And that's when you hit a very, very important number, 78% equity in your home. So you're going to have 78% loan to value or 22% equity in your home. That's when it's drop off by itself.
Yeah, but the bank doesn't necessarily know that if the appreciation has come into play. So it might be, again, only a couple of years that you could actually mm-hmm. do that, but you don't know that. So it's something that you might want to check into that would be good for you, because it would, again, save you, you know, monthly payments. And that PMI, I mean, I've seen them where they're pretty low on mm-hmm. that. And it depends on, you know, your credit score and, again, how much you're putting down and everything like that. But when you're doing a conventional loan, and that's why you have to compare apples to apples when you're looking at loan products. If you're looking at an FHA and how much the monthly payment is and what's involved in it, or if you're looking at a conventional or whatever you want to do. I mean, mm-hmm. when somebody sits down with you, Chris, they go through all of the different scenarios mm-hmm. to make sure that they're getting the best possible scenario. And so whether it's USDA that you want to go, or FHA or VA or conventional, which I know we're throwing out a lot of terms that you don't know, but mm-hmm. it's the all of these different loan products that you need to look at to see what's the best one for you and your family in making that decision.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, because that's exactly what we are trained to do. Just because you come to me and you know, I get people all the time, they have a 720 credit score, and for whatever reason, it's in their head that they have to do an FHA loan.
Yep.
And so what I'll do is I'll piece together a conventional loan for them, show them the numbers, and I said, well, that's a lot better. And I said, absolutely, that's what we should be doing for you.
All right, so in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty, one of my teammates. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey.
And Chris Urban, who was with us earlier, he stepped out. So Chris isn't here any longer. But at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And Chris stepped out because he's going to some training on that $15,000 that down payment assistance that you can get for Osceola County.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows exactly, you know, what you need to do to get that. And those funds are available for a limited period of time. They're always available until they run out. So if you're thinking that you'd like to live in Osceola County and that sounds like something that's interesting to you, this program, I don't know yet what you have to do to qualify for it, but there is a forgiveness if you stay in the home for 5 years that you don't owe that $15,000 anymore, that it's gone. So it's obviously a great program. Yeah. $15,000 of free money. I mean, who doesn't want that, right?
Yeah, I wish I knew about that a couple months ago. It would have been nice if they would have offered it then.
Because you did buy a house in Osceola County.
I sure did.
All right. So there you go. So we're going to go through some things today in regards to myths that buyers still believe. And the first one is that you have to have 20% down payment. And obviously with that down payment assistance, if you're buying in Osceola County again, then you wouldn't need, that would give you $15,000 right there. So there are programs out there that with USDA and VA that the amount that you have to put down is zero.
Mm-hmm.
So that there are closing costs, so you don't necessarily have to come up with zero money, but there is zero that's required in order to get the loan. And so that's one thing that you need to know. And obviously closing costs, if nothing else, I mean, there are stamps on the mortgage that is a state tax that you have to pay. And then obviously you have to pay the first year of insurance and a couple things like that. So there are still fees that you're going to have to pay in order to get into a house. So it's not like you don't have to pay anything, but it's significantly reduced. If you're doing FHA, they have a product that you can put 3.5% down.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to that amount, that's usually about the amount of what a first month's rent and a deposit would be.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, you know, it's not like it takes a lot of money to do that. And then there are conventional products out there that start with 3% down.
Mm-hmm.
And so so when you're looking at it, you know, you definitely don't need the 20% down. The 20% down is going to get you out of the PMI or the mortgage insurance that we were talking about in the last segment, but you're still going to be able to afford a house and to get into something. So my opinion is, and I'm not a financial planner, but it's always that it's better to get your foot in the door because the money that you're paying for rent is going nowhere. And I know that you've probably seen it on the news. It's been all over this week that the rental prices in Orlando are high. And I'm like going, yes, I know. And I've been talking about it for a long time that the rental prices are high. And so you just need to know that, A, that's what it is. And so, you know, nothing yeah. much that you can do about it.
Not really. I mean, they're high and then there's not a lot of them.
That is true, too. Yeah, so, I was actually looking yesterday for some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking for a couple different clients of mine. And I mean, they either come on the market and they're gone by lunchtime, it seems like.
Yeah.
Or they are out of the budgets for, you know, what they're
they
going.
Wanted.
And
yeah.
yeah, I mean, I have one lady that I'm working with. She doesn't want to pay more than $1,500, which is a real healthy budget. But where she wants to live at, the least expensive is like $17.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I'm not willing to do it. But she just relocated down here again from Georgia. So she's not sure if this is going to be her permanent location because they've been swapping her around. So that's why she's not looking to buy. But I'm almost tempted to say, hey, why don't we turn that coin and see? Because you might find a lot better by doing that option.
You might find a better deal. Yeah. Yeah. So you have to look at it and all of that. But you know that you don't need to have 20% down.
No.
And so it's something that you definitely want to look at and get yourself pre-qualified on that so you can find out what the scoop and all of that kind of thing. The next thing is that a myth that buyers believe is that online home value calculators are accurate.
Yeah.
And they're not. I mean,
no, they're way far off. They don't add the HOA. They don't add, there's a couple things that they're not doing. The taxes are usually, not the right amount. So it's usually off by quite a bit.
Yeah. And I mean, that's whether you're thinking in the mortgage realm or if you're looking to see what a house is for, what you're going to be able to buy a house for, or even if you find a house online that it's available.
Yeah.
A lot of times the houses that are online are not available.
Correct.
They were sold a year ago. You know, it's like I had somebody call me last week that it was sold like 3 years ago. And they're like, I want to buy this house. I'm like, well, somebody bought it 3 years ago and they're not selling yet.
Yeah.
So you just have to know that there's all of those kinds of things out there that are not accurate. And just because Google says it's true doesn't necessarily mean
they are. Yeah.
That it is. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pomay, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. So another thing that it says on here is that you want to refuse to consider homes that don't have everything on your list.
Mm.
And when you're looking at homes, what we look for as realtors, or what the buyer looks for, are two completely different things. The buyer's looking at it from a very emotional standpoint, usually, of this is where I'm going to live, and I'm going to put my couch here, and I'm going to put my bed here, and all of those kinds of things, where we're looking at it from, is it going to pass inspection? And
yep.
Is this going to appraise?
Mm-hmm.
So that there are two main things that happen after you have a contract. And one thing is that you do the inspection, and there are certain things with certain loan products that the house has to have pass inspection.
Yep.
But for your benefit, you want to pass inspection. You don't want to get into a house and find out the next day that the AC doesn't work, or that you have to put a new roof on.
Water heaters or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, or that the plumbing is messed up. You know, it's like you want to have all of those things checked out in order to get the best deal and to not have anything come and you know, bite you after it's all done. Now, there are situations where you can have a home warranty that they will actually, you know, cover some of these things. And that kind of stuff, if it breaks down after you purchase the home, but it's not 100%.
Nope.
And so you want to do the best. You want to do your homework and make sure that the inspection is done. The second thing that you have to do is the appraisal process is another big hurdle that you have to come in. So even though you might want that house and you're willing to pay whatever the seller wants, the bank might not back you up, and they're going to say, well, we're only going to pay this much in a loan. And so the rest of it is out of your pocket, and you might not have that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we definitely are looking at it from that standpoint as well, and see what's going to cause hiccups as we go along. And then we're also looking to see what's going on in the neighborhood. Like right now, I was looking at a house recently that had conservation behind it. But then I go, well, what's happening with that conservation? And there were permits, and everything was in process of being raised, and it was going to have houses right behind it.
Mm.
So you just need to know what's going to happen there. And you might still make the same decision, but you need to know what's going on in order to make a good decision.
Hmm.
And so when we're looking at houses, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is going on back there? You know, who owns that land that's that conservation? You know, is a manufacturing company that they're going to be doing something there? Is it somebody putting a drag racing court, you know, that's going to be there, that noise is going to be coming right to your house, you know? So it's like, so looking far beyond, you know, actually your house and what's there is really important. But, you know, as a buyer, you're not always considering those things. You're just looking at it as, man, I like this house and I like the way that it is today, but what's it going to be tomorrow? And you own that house. So that's going to affect you. So we need to look at those things to make sure that what the scoop is. And so we don't have the crystal ball. We don't know everything, but mm-hmm. we can make educated decisions and let you know what's going on so you can investigate it further and know what's going on yourself.
Correct.
And so that's what's important when it comes to those things. The next thing is that judging a house on the price alone, and that's not an accurate thing to do, because like we talked about, you know, with appraisals and that kind of thing, that you're definitely going to want to look at it and see what the scoop is. And with that, that's going to be another good thing for you to check out and see. So based on the price, whether it says it's too low or whether it says it's too high, you know, looking at it from the from that point or looking at it from what the pictures are is not the thing to concentrate on.
No.
Because
well, there's more, like you're mentioning, there's just so much more behind it than just looking at something or getting a feel for it. There's so many more roads that we have to go through.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you can look at something online, but looking at it is not touching and feeling it. And going to that neighborhood and feeling that, those are what the most important things are. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about myths that the buyers still believe. And the last one, and this one is actually for buyers or sellers, and it's fixating on a few grand. So like if a buyer comes in and they say, I'm willing to pay 198, and the seller says, I'm at 200 and I'm not budging. You know, it depends on what your circumstances are. But as a buyer, do you really not want that house for $2,000? It might cost you an extra, if that's your dream house and what you wanted to get, and you, it's going to cost you an extra...
$12 a month.
$12 a month.
Yep.
Is it worth it to have the house that you want?
Yep.
Or is it worth it to just say that $12 a month is too much? So you really have to look at it that way. The other thing when it comes down to that as a seller... is that if your house is sitting there empty, you still have carrying costs because whatever you would be doing with that money is not being able to do, you're not being able to do it. So that's an opportunity cost. It's not gaining you anything by sitting there. You still have taxes. You still have maintenance. You still have things that could happen to the house that you might not want to have happen to the house.
Exactly.
The longer that it's sitting. And, you know, it's like that's, it, depending on where you're going to go, I mean, that could be going away. Or if you're waiting for your house to go up another $2,000, then that house that you're going to be buying, guess what? It's going to go up another $2,000 or more too. So when somebody's close, I mean, it really is important to, I think, you know, come together and just make that decision.
Just have a meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
I get it all the time. You know, it's like the seller wants to win and then the buyer wants to win. And I understand that, but like you said, I mean, it could cost you from selling your house and maybe you have to keep it an extra 30, 40 days. So that $2,000 you're going to be spending in your carrying costs. If you have a mortgage and you got to pay the light and the lawn man and the pool guy, whatever have you, it's cost you that. And then the buyer, now we've got to start all over and look again. And now, you know, the prices might not be there within, let's say, a month or 2 weeks. You never know. And then so now all the houses maybe you were considering have already gone under the market. And now you've let that go through for, you know, $2,000 or $3,000. Sometimes it's just not worth it, in my opinion. I always say, let's get the house and let's worry. The appraisal is let's cross that bridge when we get there. If the appraisal comes in at the value, then you've done a great job. If not, then that's another negotiation that we'll do later on.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. And then and you're also have to be looking at. So it's like, so this example was 198 versus 200,000. So basically, you know, we're talking about 1% or thereabouts.
Yeah.
And so when you're really thinking about it and know, you know, where you can go and what you can do and all of that, it really comes down to, you know, looking at what's going to be the best thing. I mean, do you really want to sell your house and all of that? I mean, I just had a situation last week where they were off of 1.5% and the seller said, no, we're just kicking in our heels and we're not going to do it. And so the buyer said, well, you know, they came halfway and we were off like 1.5%, but they said, no, we're not going to do it. And So that's just kind of where it's at. And so I don't know how it's all going to play out. I'm going to watch that house and see what happens. But I know that in a circumstance that I had not too long ago where that was the case and the seller said, no, we're not going to do it for that, you know, 1% or whatever that it was off. And as a result of that, they ended up selling their house 9 months later. And they actually took, I believe it was like a 20% hit on the price because they did that. And so you have to be really careful in what you're doing and looking at it in order to make that decision, because it's not just about necessarily that $2,000. I mean, that lady lost $20,000 on her, or 20% of her price. It wasn't $20,000. It was actually $50,000 that she lost on her house, because of, you know, not taking that original offer that was right there and everything. And so, you know, they always say that the first offer is the best, which it may or may not be. But if you get something that's somewhat close or somewhat where you need it to be, you definitely need to consider it and look at what it is, because your house does have to appraise and you have to say, and I'm not saying to sell your house for lowballing it or anything like that. But if it's a buyer out there that wants to live in your house and that's what they're doing and they've got the means to pay more, but they're looking at this is what the value is, that it's something that you have to really consider and that you have to look at. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio. Excuse me. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, of course, I sneeze in the middle of something where I'm like on a roll. But basically, you know, when you're looking at homes or you're deciding whether or not it's the right offer to take, you know, you have to really do your homework. And I think that when you're really doing studies, like I really have been even going more in depth lately when we're actually looking at, you know, what people are offering and looking at what people are, what the sellers are asking for their house and how we can make this deal work. Because as long as you're in limbo, it's like you're in limbo and you're trying to figure out, you know, like, what am I going to do and where am I going to go? And so it just, if you've made that decision, then it makes sense to make that decision. And I think that it's not like you're just going to, you know, sell your house at a fire sale. I'm not saying that at any way, shape, or form. But I think that when you get really close to somebody and somebody's really close in it, and you might still have showings, but if nobody's making offers, then the one that you've got right now, a bird in the hand is worth 10 in the bush, they always say, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the situation that a lot of times that we're in real estate. And I always tell people that we don't determine the market. The seller can't determine the market. The buyer can't determine the market. But, you know, the market determines it. But what we can do is we can operate optimally within it. And by doing that, that's where we're able to get people houses where on the buy side, you know, we're getting them for less than, you know, what is normal for the area. And the sell side, we're bringing in more money.
Yep.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week. Have a great one.
Have a good one.